Leviticus chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, saying, Whatsoever man there is of the house of Israel that kills an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that kills it out of the camp, and brings it not to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer an offering to Yahweh before the tabernacle of Yahweh, blood shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them to Yahweh, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to the priest, and offer them for peace offerings to Yahweh. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor to Yahweh. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices to devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statute forever to them throughout their generations. And you shall say to them, Whatsoever man there is of the house of Israel or of the strangers which travel among you that offers a burnt offering or sacrifice and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it to Yahweh, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever man there is of the house of Israel or of the strangers that travel among you that eats any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eats blood and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that travels among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there is of the children of Israel or of the strangers that travel among you, which hunts and catches any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood of it and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life of it. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, You shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood of it. Whosoever eats it shall be cut off. And every soul that eats that which dies of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it is one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he does not wash them, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. End of chapter.